Hello, I am Kiki Dominguez. I would like to share with you about my story. I've been dealing with obesity, also been dealing with major illnesses as well, caused by, I'm pretty sure, obesity and other genetic factors as well. But I would like to share with you the importance of going raw and some of the issues that we have in our community because we cannot afford the best medical help. I also would like to share with you and speak with you about changing generational bad habits with food, our relationship with food in the African-American community, maybe in a Hispanic community, or just in poor people general. This is American. This is a national crisis. This is a great country that we have the opportunity to make change when change is not right, you know, change is not going in a positive way. So what can we do as a people to unite no matter all walks of background? Diversity is important. We look at each other as brothers and sisters no matter what your race is or what your beliefs are. We must pass positive information as much as possible. So I want to take this platform to pass on the importance of going raw. I was 330 pounds before. At least that's what my son tell me. I remember looking at the scale 311, 315. My health is failing. I was very sickly. I couldn't hardly get out of bed. Kids had to help me out of bed just to go to work. It was very painful just walking. Every little step, I felt every little pain to big pain throughout my body. It was a day that I received information about the lifestyle change of going raw. I was like, oh, that's the new diet? No, this is a lifestyle change. This is how we should be living to be in order to put our bodies in an alkaline state where we can fight diseases. So with our bodies in an acidic state, diseases going to exist, inflammation going to constantly exist, and all other health issues will arise because it's not in a healthy state. The pH level of your body is under 7, okay? Maybe it should be like 7.35, somewhere around there. So we must look at what can we do to make changes for our bodies, for our health, for our families, for our neighbors, for our children. We must look at the fact that we must start with food. We know there's no money or insurance that most of us cannot afford, including myself. We know there's no really government agency. Even if you're making $1.50 above minimum wage, they'll tell you you're making too much, but the premiums you cannot afford or the deductible for surgeries, which I am going through that right now. So if you don't have no resources, how can you get help? If you don't have a companion or a friend there or a family member there, because everybody living their own lives, they're not checking on each other like they should, or they just so busy in their lives, there's just no one there to assist. But if you can listen to this podcast, I want to give you a little hope. I lost weight off the vegan diet. And I failed terribly because I wanted to live like everybody else again because I felt great. Unfortunately, because of that way of thinking that it was just a diet, I'm back, not where I started. I'm right 247, maybe 249 right now. I'm floating between that. I got all the way down to 211. So what happened? I stopped taking time for myself. I stopped prepping my foods. I stopped eating my wheatgrass, my kale, my superfoods. I stopped taking time to juice them. I'm telling you, going organic and going raw, I felt the greatest ever in my life by being on that plan, by living that way. I didn't know what to do with my energy. And I still had a long ways to go with the rest of my weight. But I got there and I felt great. And I went back the opposite direction on where I should have. So now I'm back here going through health issues again, have ovarian tumors. They don't know if it's cancerous yet, unless they take them out. So back in July 2018, lost my main source of income. They also told me I made too much because I still have my night job. But it's not enough where I can afford great insurance to have the surgery. So I'm dealing with chronic pain, pain that wakes you up out of your sleep because of this. And only thing that I can think of, get my life back on track, at least start with the raw diet and see what that do for me. Because I know I need surgery because I have a hernia. Some things you cannot prevent that you need doctors for. But the main issues of obesity, things like that, stuff that can be controlled by diet, we must really look hard at ourselves and do what we can to be our own doctors first. As he always said, a Greek philosopher, let food be the medicine and medicine be the food. We must really look into that. So I'm telling you, this is important. That you speak to your doctors if you have them. You take as much information as possible and research on your own the importance of going raw. Not just vegan, not processed food, not processed vegan food. I mean live foods that's getting into your cells before it can actually heal your body. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do to pass information. And we must exercise. If you cannot walk, at least eat right. Move your arms if you can from the bed or the chair. Try to do something to get your body pumping, oxygen flowing, blood flowing. Don't give up. I know it's painful. I know it could be a very long journey for you because we know family is not always there. So sometimes you might have to do a lot of prayer, meditating, and do this on your own. But do not give up. Do not let it win. You can do it. You will feel great once you give it a shot. And I guarantee you, stick with it for 30 days. See how you feel. That's all I ask. Stick with it for 30 days. But I want people to know you also need to check with your doctors. But if you don't have a doctor, do what you can to take care of yourself. I would like to point out this documentary, Fast, Sick, and Nearly Dead, for those who's choosing to go raw vegan and to gather more information, insight about how to go about it and listen to someone else's inspirational journey. His name is Joel Cross. He's an Australian. He's an entrepreneur. He was suffering from an autoimmune disease, and he was at the point where he needed a lifestyle change. It was very drastic, so he did it. He documented it, and he was successful. So I'm telling you that this is the way to go, because I know for sure this documentary inspired me. That's how I lost my weight. But like, again, I failed because I went back to something I should not have done, and now I'm suffering from it now. But I'm telling you, look up Joel Cross, research everything that he done. There's other documentaries like Food Matters, What the Health. Get what you can get from it. I'm pretty sure no documentary is going to be perfect. That's why I'm telling you, research everything yourself. We all experiment with nutrition, diet, eating, you know. Figure out what works for your body. Look at the scientific benefit. Look at the evidence where you've seen people with real results, not corporations paying these labs to say, hey, this is bad for you, this is good for you. Just know our body needs to be in an alkaline state to fight disease. And if we're that sick because somebody else can get away with bad eating, don't mean that we can, especially when you know you're really sick. So we're suffering from obesity. We need to do it like right now. Because I have a sister who's had congested heart failure. She's 49 years old. She has diabetes. She can't walk because of her obesity. She has spots on her lungs. She has to have a breathing machine probably for the rest of her life. And she just got out the hospital. And today is December the 13th, 2018. She just got out the hospital. And she's suffering, and she's sitting in a nursing home that she don't want to be in, and they supposed to be helping her, but like she told me, she don't feel like they're doing anything to help her. I wish I had money. I don't know what to do, except for,
this is the foods you need to be eating, but it's up to the nursing home to bring it to her. If I can afford it, I can bring her to my house and pay professionals to come and take care of her. But I'm telling you, we have to start somewhere as a community, as a people, before we can try to reach out and help our families. And I'm going to continue to try to find a way to help my sister somehow. But I'm telling you, research this from little kids suffering from obesity. Research will help them as well. We have to reach out to everyone. And so pass information, call in, leave messages. Just let me know what you think. But fast, sick, and nearly dead. I don't know Joe Cross, but he seemed like an excellent guy. He went on a journey, and I recommend that for sure. So please watch it and educate others on it. And also, we have the vegan vegetables, the super foods. We must look at what each one of them do, like spinach, the benefit of spinach. What parsley do if you're suffering from certain diseases or illness. What cilantro do. You need to research everything all the way down to the nit and gritty, okay? Because we have to get up and do something. No one's caring about us. We have to connect to each other as everyday human beings, as brothers and sisters, as neighbors, and as friends. We have to reach out and help, because this is a crisis. And it's not fun. And it's horrible to go through alone, because you have a lot of people who signing up for gastric bypass surgery, and you still have to lose a lot of weight. But what if it's another way? Because my sister Jamie, that died November the 5th, 2018, they say it was a blood infection. She had gastric bypass surgery years ago, but she was suffering from it. She had a lot of problems, complications throughout those years. She lost all the weight, and then her body stopped holding nutrition. I have videos on the way her body looked. And I hate that my sister passed, because she wanted to live. She was imprisoning her body for so many years, and she was successful with losing the weight, but she was sick after she lost it. So I don't even recommend that for everyone. But if you have no choice, you have to do what you got to do. But if you can find a way with nutrition to fight it as well, let's do the nutrition, because our body needs good nutrition. We need live cells from plants to help heal our body and heal these chronic diseases.